Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Avila. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hoyt Wilhelm. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Carrasquel moves to third. Tasby moves to second. Gus Triantos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triantos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is called out on strikes. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jensen moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. Triandos drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Daly out. One out. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Avila settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casale moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Casale moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Casale scores. Runnels moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Casale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Button moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Button moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels strikes out. Triandos drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Runnels out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Button scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Niemann is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Avila moves to third. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Casale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Jerry Casale. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Herb Mofford now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Niemann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Triandos hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green throws the ball into Carrasquel, who relays the ball to Gardner, who tags Daly trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Geiger moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilhelm strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5. And the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby pinch hits for Herb Mofford. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Jensen is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.